Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And good morning to Pádraig Lodge. Good morning again, Pádraig.
Morning again, Justin. We're going to start with soccer once more. And Chelsea are the first team through to the League Cup semi-finals. Cardiff were the only non-Premier League team left in the competition. And despite a battling performance, they lost 3-1 to Chelsea last night in the quarter-final at the Cardiff City Stadium. A bit cheeky, really, from Chelsea. They opted to change their entire starting 11 from last weekend. So they didn't show a huge amount of respect to their opponents. And they were forced to bring on a lot of subs then, including Garnacho and Neto, who supplied second half goals. Under the management of Brian Barry Murphy, Cardiff are currently 4 points clear at the top of League One, and the Corkman was delighted that their fans and players got to experience such an atmospheric occasion.
It felt electric, really. You know, obviously we tried to be as aggressive as we could be and really try and force the pace against a high level team, and the supporters were right behind us all the way, and when we scored that goal, it was a moment to savour, and I genuinely felt as if we could push on and try and win the game. But we've no regrets. You know, we gave it everything. We tried every single thing we knew, and on tonight's occasion, it just wasn't enough. But on any other days, it may be. It gives us an insight into what it takes to play at the level the opposition are playing at. You know, we believe some of our players can definitely get to that level. And, you know, you get a taste of this type of evening, and the stadium was incredible, and the atmosphere was incredible, and the supporters were right behind us, even at 3-1, right to the last minute. And it just leaves you wanting more and fueling the fire of wanting to repeat it and do more and more as the season progresses.
That's Brian Barry Murphy. Tonight we'll find out two more semi-finalists. Manchester City take on Brentford, and the reigning champions Newcastle entertain Fulham. The draw for the semi-finals will take place after those games. Pat Devlin has expressed disappointment that he didn't receive more support to continue on in his role with Bray Wanderers. Interviewed in the Wicklow People following the end of almost 40 years of service at the Carlisle grounds, Devlin said he didn't agree with some of the decisions being made by the US-backed consortium which is now running the club. In tennis, the ATP will introduce an extreme heat rule from next season, which will allow players on the men's tour to take a 10-minute cooling break. A similar rule has been in place for female players for more than 30 years. If the temperature on court reaches 30 degrees, players can break to hydrate, change their clothes, shower and receive coaching. Patrick Mullen's quest to ride a winner at every British jumps track moves to Newbury today. The leading amateur rides road to home for his father Willie in the Merry Christmas Handicap Chase. It'll be Patrick's first time to ride at Newbury. Still has 25 more courses to go, but he is determined to get there. The Martin Brassel trained Faster Slow is being prepared for Sunday week's Savills Chase at the Leopardstown Christmas Festival, following his pleasing debut in the John Durkin Chase last month. And Martin has been explaining why he opted to run at Leopardstown rather than the King George at Kempton.
We're thinking Leopardstown. Look, it's only up the road, probably be small field of runners, probably ready to have a real hard race. Yes, he's fit and well now, but horse that had a few soundness issues. You're on the turn all the time in Kempton, crossing in all weather. So we just thought for him to keep the longevity in him, we go to Leopardstown and see how we get on.
Connacht will be able to welcome Cian Prendergast and Josh Ione back to their side for Saturday's URC game in Wales against Dragons, but Finlay Beelam remains a doubt due to ongoing issues with concussion. Ulster centre Stuart McCluskey has been declared fit for Friday's meeting with Leinster. He's recently returned to full training following a groin injury that he picked up on duty with Ireland in November. Former Footballer of the Year Stephen O'Neill has joined the Tyrone under 20 coaching team. O'Neill, who's been part of the Cavan senior backroom team for the past two seasons, will work under manager Paul Devlin. Jake Paul says he plans to shock the world and pull off the biggest upset in sports history as he prepares to take on Anthony Joshua in Miami. The YouTuber turned boxer will face the former world heavyweight champion in an 8-round fight on Friday. Gerwyn Price eased to a 3-0 win over Adam Gavlas to reach the second round of the World Darts Championship at Alexandra Palace. Meanwhile, Mark Selby, Kyron Wilson and Mark Allen all went through without any fuss to the second round of the Scottish Open snooker in Edinburgh. The Portuguese Grand Prix will return to the Formula One calendar from 2027. It'll be held at the Algarve International Circuit and will take the place of the Dutch Grand Prix, which is being discontinued for now. And finally, American rapper Snoop Dogg has been named as honorary coach for Team USA at the upcoming Winter Olympics in Italy. The 54-year-old has taken on the voluntary role, which will celebrate and support the American competitors. He'll be known as Coach Snoop for the duration of the Games.